This is the first demo run of our first episode of Mental Health Podcast. So dear friends, we have been facing an upsurge of suicide cases as of now in AIIMS New Delhi. So we'll basically analyze a few factors that are resulting in the increased rate of suicide. So as you know, unless we do a very systematic research, it is very difficult to ascertain the factors that could lead to the increased incidence of suicide. And also we must remember that because of the COVID situation, the AIIMS has always been in press. The undue coverage of any activity that happens in AIIMS is the norm rather than exception. So that is why there is also increased highlight on the events that are actually happening in AIIMS New Delhi. So first we have to understand that of the recent suicides, most of them have been having a mental illness diagnosed and mostly on treatment by professionals. So we have to understand that the proper care was available to them, and in spite of the care that was available to them, owing to the other psychosocial reasons, for example, lockdown, the current COVID situation can be harsh even on normal individuals, more so on individuals having a diagnosed mental illness, and more even so when it doesn't respond well to treatment. So considering the multiple factors, I would provide a quite quick introduction to suicide. So suicide happens when an individual believes that there is no point in continuing with life and it has to end. So it is also seen that people commit suicide when they want to end the pain. So there are different literary and scientific perspectives on suicide, but we will basically limit a certain few factors. So humans are basically social animals. A good amount of social network, spiritual and a perspective of life which promotes life is important for an individual to go on living facing the uncertainties of life, which everybody is not gifted, and certain individuals have different thought processes, different over time different philosophers have looked for different perspectives of life, hence the rise of say cynicism, stoicism, then again existentialism. So cynics dismiss life as anything meaningful, then again stoics have proposed that you have to embrace the uncertainties of life and just do when you know something can be done and dismiss whatever is not under your control, which is the best way to deal with the uncertainties of life. Then the existentialist philosophers claim that life doesn't have any meaning a priori, and this provides a tremendous opportunity for individual to create a meaning in this absurd universe. So keeping philosophy aside, suicide is a serious problem. It is important to seek help if you are unable to understand the situation you are put into and feel like ending your life. So this concludes the initial introduction into the suicide and more details of the type of suicide, then what you can do to help a friend with suicide, and what are the factors driving suicide will be dealt in successive podcasts. Thank you for listening to Mental Health Toolkit. Visit mhtoolkit.com for several resources and self-help tools. Thank you. So today we'll be discussing about suicide risk assessment. So as we know, it's very important to do a risk assessment of an individual who has landed up in emergency or has visited a health setup after an unsuccessful attempt. So the main aspects here has to be assessing what exactly happened, then looking out for comorbidities, then again assessing the future risk by obtaining relevant information. So it's very important to be empathetic to the patient who visits the setup. Then you ask the patient to calm down, reassure them, then ask them to describe the attempt in their own words. So when they describe the attempt, it's very important to ask a few things. Was the attempt planned? If planned, how long have they been planning? How did they procure the means to commit suicide? Did they make any additional efforts to prevent being detected? Then how they were brought to the hospital? Were there other family members around, friends around? Did they leave a suicide note? Then we go on to ask about how was their mood lately, how have they been doing. Then we also ask about psychosis and the possibility of hearing voices or having beliefs that would have led to the act. Then we also ask about where this was, this attempt a direct consequence of this symptoms of mental illness, or there was a immediate event which triggered it. You have to delineate clearly. So an individual might be having a pre-existing mental illness and the immediate trigger would have been only an additional contributory factor. So both these things have to be explored. Then we go on to ask about a family history of suicide or self-harm. Then we also ask about a family history of mental illness. Then once again, it is important to know about the current view of the act. Then how do they feel about the act? Is it a regret, remorse, or they feel bad about their failed attempt and they want to do it again? The things to look forward to. Then do they have active suicidal ideation? All these things have to be elicited. Then again, we offer treatment for whatever we have identified and look at their intent to take treatment. Then we ask an open-ended question about if they are having any additional ongoing stresses they are experiencing. So this gives an overview of the suicide risk assessment. Thank you. For more information, visit mhtoolkit.com.